All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program, but let's go out, Leroy. This is exciting.
Yes.
On the Toyota of Hollywood guest line, shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sharon. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Tomorrow night at the Heat's house, Leroy, is Caribbean Heritage Night. And the Miami Heat are doing a really, really great job trying to raise money for hurricane relief from Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica. And one of the things they're having to spearhead this tomorrow is the great Sean Paul is going to be at the Heat's house, performing at halftime, got a meet and greet with fans. And Sean, kindness to join us here on the show. Thank you for joining us, Sean. Appreciate you.
Yo, what's up? How are you, man? Thank you for having me, bro.
Hey, it's great. Can you tell us a little bit? How did this come together? And tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're trying to do here.
Well, you know, Jamaica's been hit by Hurricane Melissa extremely hard on the west side, and I've been helping out ever since. You know, just that I see that people are still living out that side at their absolute rock bottom, or just like, you know. You know, just having the worst time of their life for the past 9 weeks. So they still have no roofs and, you know, house all gone. So I'm trying to help out in every way I can. And, you know, the heat game is a very awesome way to kind of like, you know, the Heritage Night is an awesome way to kind of just, you know, bridge the gap with each other and help out again. So I appreciate everybody who's coming out. I appreciate everybody who's been donating, and just appreciate the whole Heat and vibes. You know, thank you for doing this for us.
So Sean, I went through this with, I'm from New Orleans, so I went through this with Katrina.
Yeah.
And I think people don't really understand, like, this is a long-term thing, and it doesn't just come back with power, or there's people that need food, there's people that need a place to live, and it's just, it's a long-term thing, and every little bit helps. And I would encourage everybody to do whatever you can, because I still can't go to one place and see my family because they're not there anymore. They're all over the country, and I went through it, and it's a tough thing. It really
is. Traumatized.
Yes.
You traumatized, yes. Bro. And I not to cut you, but I went through that as well for Hurricane Gilbert, and I was in Miami for Hurricane Andrew. It traumatizes you when pieces of your houses, your shelter is blowing away. That happened to me in Gilbert in 89 in Jamaica, or 88, I believe, and then 1992 in Andrew. But also, you know, just people appreciate everything that's happening. And, you know, you mentioned Katrina, bro, and I had the opportunity to help out in Katrina, but it literally became a picture opportunity.
Right.
Like, for, and I didn't like that. I wanted to help. I wanted to really help. And so it always stuck with me. You know, what we did that day was, you know, take pictures and kind of pretend. And I wanted to help, and especially when it hit my country. So
this is, that's, you can, what do it keeps firsthand. Me going. Firsthand.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what keeps me going. And to know that there's people that are still depending on, just to know where they're going to get fresh water right now, is, you know, something that it just sits on my shoulders. You know what I mean? It sits on my head. So again, big up to everybody who's been through this. Big up to everyone who is helping, and everyone who's coming out tomorrow night. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, just to give you guys a heads up, if you guys want to go, a percentage of everything from here, from tomorrow night's game, is going to go to relief for it. And there's going to be, you know, numerous activities and opportunities to donate, give back to the opportunity. And, you know, you're going to be performing at halftime. There's going to be a whole lot of great things going on. Do you still get the goosies, Sean, from performing? Like, you've been doing it for years, but, like, do you still get nervous? Do you get the goosies?
When I hear
the feeling?
The crowd screaming, especially the ladies, it gives me that. You know how it is. It's a good feeling, and I crave that feeling. So it's been a lot of years, and I appreciate each and every one. I mean,
we need you to bring some luck, man. I mean, the Heat have been it's been a tough go of it for them lately.
Yeah, yeah. I do tend to bring a little luck here and there, so I'm gonna try to bring as much as I can. And big up to the Heat, man. You know what I mean? Big fives all the time. You guys represented. You've been champions. You know, it could be time again.
It could be a cool thing too, because I saw Norman Powell played for Team Jamaica this summer
a
little bit, and he got them to qualify for the World Cup, I think, for the first time ever. So I think that'd be
fellow
that'd
Jamaican. So I feel proud of that, and we are watching neatly. You know, we watch it keenly.
when you are trying to help out, you don't want it to be a photo op or anything like that. Is there something in particular like that people do need that maybe like just directly still right now that you think is most important people are aware of? Because you know the world moves so fast and people you know don't tend to realize like you know that they can still help out even if it did happen months ago.
Yeah, I think it's important to realize that you know right about now they've been given food and whatever, but these people need shelter. So there's still the need for tarpaulins and mosquito nets for kids at night, things like that, so people could kind of sleep peacefully. But I'm trying to, you know, develop a plan that people can have at least a safe room. If, you know, a lot of the board and zinc that's there, it can't withstand a category 5. It can withstand a category 3. So a block and steel construction is something that I'm trying to help people out with, and that can only be done by funds, you know. And so if you donate to foodforthepoorjamaica.com/Sean Paul Foundation, that will give the opportunity for me to say where it's spent. And I'm encountering a lot of people that I can help by just even building one room, so that if this does happen again, they could be in that safe room, where it won't blow away. You know what I'm saying? So those are important ways that we could help. Donating tents and you know, what did I say before? Mosquito nets and buckets. But we have those on the ground in Jamaica. I'm doing that weekly, twice a week. What we need is you know, donations. We appreciate it from the heart, and I can tell you, as I said, me and my team is making sure that it's being spent in the right ways. We did 10 places with solar on the roof for like community centers, like schools, churches, or corner shops. Even we put solar on the roof. We put Starlink on the roof as well, and we put 2 tanks of water, so people could just kind of get back to a normal place, maybe a town center almost, to come there as a shelter. And we did that for 10 areas. We visited and helped about 20 some areas, but right now I'm going to try in this year to start doing the block and steel, so a safe room or at least a start of a house could be started back for some of these people. There's a lot of people and they're homeless, so we appreciate you all, man. I thank you for giving me the time to talk so long about it.
No, we appreciate you. Yeah. And that's great work you're doing. By the way, there are tickets available tomorrow too. There are special promotion tickets to have a meet and greet with Sean Paul at the game tomorrow. So check that out as well. Lots of great opportunity to help with this. And also as he says, to get the infrastructure for the next time, you know, like that this is, this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we get you, are you into at all, one sports question, if you'll allow us, into the national championship at all? Are Miami going up against Indiana this upcoming Monday? You got any lean either other way?
Yeah, you know, I'm a supporter of Miami all the way. So big up to Miami. I mean, it's like a second home. I have family here. I have a whole lot of friends here. It's just, you know, that's my bias, you know.
We love it.
That's my team.
We love it. Sean, thanks for the time, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Sean.
It. Enjoy the performance tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing you at the buildings.
Appreciate
him.
Thank you.
There you go. Go check it out, and appreciate him giving us time here today.
I was literally, first of all, you said something.
What did I say?
I can't remember. I have to hear it.
You're just looking to pounce on me, dude.
Yes, I was.
You are.
I was waiting for him to say, yeah, big ups to you, right? Like some crazy.
I can't pull off big ups. I can't pull that off.
That's what he does.
That's not me. I'm not cool enough for that. We'll take a break here on the program. We appreciate Sean Paul checking us out. And by the way, get your Heat tickets tomorrow. Lots of great work going on as it is the Miami Heat's third annual Caribbean Heritage Night. going on, Hurricane Melissa relief in Jamaica, and a percentage of the proceeds from the tickets and in-game activities will go and support on-the-ground recovery efforts. So please go there. If you're looking for a Heat game, great game tomorrow, Heat and Suns, to check that on out. We'll get you caught up with your headlines and more on the other side. We're back after this.